A Jewish Journal article. Suspect in NY synagogue vandalisms released from jail due to bail reform. The suspected perpetrator behind the recent vandalism of New York synagogues was released from jail on May 2 as a result of the state's bail reform law. Jordan Burnett, 29, was arrested on May 1 for allegedly breaking the windows of synagogues in the Riverdale area and pouring hand sanitizer on prayer books and then throwing them into the woods. He faces 42 charges of hate crime-related offenses. But the prosecution didn't seek bail for Burnett due to the state's bail reform laws. Under the law, which was first implemented in January 2020 and amended in the following April, nonviolent offenses are not subjected to bail. The prosecution pointed out to the judge that before the law was implemented, they would have sought substantial bail for Burnett. However, since there aren't any hate crime exemptions to the bail reform, the prosecution said they wouldn't violate the law. The judge, Louis Nock, did set $20,000 bail for Burnett after concluding that shattering of glass is a violent felony. Nock's ruling was reversed by Judge Tara Collins, who granted Burnett supervised release. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said in a statement, "I think this is an area that we definitely should look at again because hate crimes are such a profound challenge. But the important thing for us to do right now is to work within the law as intensely and effectively as possible to protect people." Jewish groups also denounced Burnett's release. "This report about the perpetrator being released is beyond disappointing and really is a slap in the face to the hashtag Jewish community that was impacted in hashtag Riverdale," Evan R. Bernstein, CEO and National Director of the Community Security Service, tweeted. Stop Anti-Semitism similarly tweeted that they are horrified to learn that Jordan Burnett is back on the street. Former New York Democratic Assemblyman Dov Hyken, who heads Americans Against Anti-Semitism, released a video criticizing Collins and Bronx District Attorney Denise Clark for Burnett's release. Where the heck is the governor of the state of New York? What kind of message does this send? When you indulge in anti-Semitism, there are no consequences. You can commit all the crimes, you can cause havoc, you can cause fear, you get arrested and you will walk free. You will get out before the police officer leaves the precinct. Where's the justice? Eli Kohanim, former deputy special envoy to combat anti-Semitism, also tweeted, "It's time to change New York's bail reform laws to exclude hate crimes. Let's stop releasing hashtag anti-Semitic criminals back on the streets." Burnett was arrested after riding a bicycle against traffic. The bicycle was allegedly stolen from one of the vandalized synagogues. Burnett told reporters after he was arrested, "Jesus is the real Messiah. That's all I know. I didn't throw any rocks." His next court appearance is scheduled for May 7.